Is there something physical that's like a make or break for you? Because I have one, and it's weird.
It's weird.
Should I say it after?
Go for it. We're here already, Corey. So.
Oh, gosh, no, because I don't want everybody to be like, that's weird.
Yeah. Is it like six toes or something? Like, what are...
Yeah, mine is
nailed
a height.
It. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, how did I know? All right, so Nikki's is a height.
Have to have six toes.
So
good luck. No wonder you're still single, right?
There's more than you think.
Corey's like, you know, that date went really well. Take off your shoes.
I need feet pics. I will pay you $5.
Let's count them. It's time to count the piggies.
Wait, what do I do with this extra piggy? What did he do? The song did nothing about six piggies.
I just said something so stupid.
All right, so let's give Corey a moment to compose herself. Welcome back to the Dangerous Faith Podcast, and with me, I have a couple dear friends, Nikki and Corey, and today we will talk about the dating scene, the dating pool, dating stories, and I'm sure we'll have a good time doing it, and you may or may not be, depending on your life situation. You might recall your dating days, or maybe you are right in it and you're trying to figure things out as well. And I think we'll just have a good time talking about all this stuff, relationship stuff, and maybe from a Christian perspective. But anyways, ladies, Corey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Nikki?
Peachy keen.
Peachy keen.
Peachy keen.
I like
it. Favorite color.
I did not know that.
What color is keen, though? Like, peachy? What color is keen?
It's just an accent.
Okay. Okay.
You know? It's like the little scallops on the edge of it.
Okay. You know? I feel that.
We're going to have a blast. Now, all right. So, in a few words that will probably become a whole episode, but how would y'all describe the dating pool out there? Any honest opinions?
Terrible.
I mean, there's good and there's bad. Mostly bad.
Okay.
There's a lot of people out there.
Hold on, but some would say that's a positive, a lot of people out there.
Yeah, but
there are not a lot of good people with good qualities.
Well, and also, like, whenever you have too many options.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I think it's easier for people to not commit to, like, a certain one person after you've narrowed it down.
Is it, like, to wait to see if there's something better out there? Is that
what
you're saying?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the grass is always greener, but it's actually not. It's usually brown.
You the know grass what I mean? Is usually brown.
On the other side, yeah.
We'll make
especially
that
especially if you have something good. Yeah, especially if you have something like good right in front of you, you know? Like if somebody's like, no, you're great. I think you're a great person. You know, you're a good mom. And you're just like, and they're like, but I'm going to, you know, go do this or like, you know, see what's out there. And then you're like, but you just told me all of that, so you know what I mean?
I think sometimes they say it just to make you feel good and not, like, instead of just, like, completely letting you down. Well, I mean, and they very well could, you know, but it's also one of those things, I feel like sometimes they're just saying it to be nice and
it's like
to let you down slowly and easily and not just be like, I think you suck.
Right, right.
You know, and they're just trying to find a gentle way to put it down instead of, like, ghosting you, like, what happens to me a lot.
Oh, yeah, but they come back.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Not always. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying a lot of options, but that can actually work against you because people are just, I guess, looking around and stuff like that. So
there's just too many options sometimes, and especially for people that are, like, already not a, like, looking for commitment. And I think it just, like, is a easy way to, like, for cheating or, you know, just not committing at all. playing games with people.
Now, see, I haven't ran into that. Like, in the past years of me dating, like, I've it's always been serious, you know? Like,
really?
Yes. Like, I haven't had, you know.
That's not my experience at
yes,
all.
Because, like, you know, it's been one of those that, you know, the ones that I have dated, it's been serious, you know, like, yeah. Pretty much from the get-go, like, we said that, you know, we weren't talking to anybody else, and that's, you know, how it stayed until it didn't.
Until it didn't, yeah.
And then it was one of those, like, we just decided, or they ghosted me, that it just wasn't going to work.
Oh, gosh, it was serious, and then the ghosting?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, I guess, from y'all's experience, I hear two different sides. So, Corey, you're saying maybe things are shallow. It's harder to get maybe deeper commitment. A lot of options out there. Nikki, you're saying there's commitment there right away until there's not.
Right.
And then they're out.
Or I think what I have experienced is they get comfortable with you and they let their guard down and you see exactly who they are because they put on all their P's and Q's at the beginning of the relationship. Oh. And then it's like you see exactly who they are and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life.
You got to cross that at some point, right? Because like,
yes,
you know, when you're first dating, you're only showing the best of yourself. So you're like, when is it going to come out?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And, you know, it's one of those, like, you and...
And I can know that from that other person, too. I'm like, well, they're only showing me their best selves. This is not always who they are. And that is really trippy to think about. It's like, I don't know this person.
Right.
I don't know anything about them, like, other than what they tell me.
Right. And it's one of those that I've gotten better about it, but I was really bad at the beginning just to like let it all out, and then they use that against you later down the road.
Yeah, I mean, like I've
and so I've gotten to where I only allow little things here and there to come out versus it all at the front, you know, so they can't use it against me. Weeks down the road,
I've done that too, but it was just because. You know, what happened in your last relationship? Are you still, you know, on good terms with your son's dad? And, like, all these questions where it was like I was spilling all the time to where I just got tired of saying it. Because I'm just like, this is actually information that you don't need to know right now.
Right.
Because I don't know you.
Right.
And, so I've, like, for different reasons, I stopped telling as much.
It's interesting because as you go deeper into a relationship, there's that opening up that you know needs to happen. But if you do it too soon, they can come back and bite you.
Like she was saying. So I haven't really run into that, but there was a lot of spillage.
Understood.
Sometimes that happens.
It does happen. Now, what are y'all's thoughts on dating apps? Is that, do they help things? Do they hurt things? Make things easier, worse? I'll just let that go and y'all tell me what you think there.
Okay. I want to hear what you have to say first.
Okay. So,
because
it's one of those, I have done several dating apps.
Which ones?
I've done Bumble, I've done Match, and I did Facebook dating.
Okay.
And it does help to broaden the fishing pool, per se. That was air quotes, not that y'all could see it, but there was air quotes to that fishing pool. Because, like, we live in Coleman, and yes, Coleman is growing, but Coleman is also still very small for certain groups of, like, singles that you're looking for.
Did you match for people in Coleman?
I did, like, a 50 or 60 mile radius, but I didn't, there was, like, hardly anybody around my age in Coleman that I don't
match anybody in Coleman.
So, but like around my age per se, there wasn't very many in Coleman itself that was that were on dating apps.
I think I'm on like 100 mile radius.
That's hilarious. but I have came across several narcissists on dating apps, and I've caught them in lies. And
oh, fun!
Yes, and like we're talking like. Screenshotted what they did and sent it back to them, and they still were calling me out about what I called them out about, and I was just like, no, that's not how that works. Like,
Nikki, do you know and love the term gaslighting?
Oh, it's evil.
I was thinking about that. Was,
yes.
It's yeah. like yes. some people hate it or some people, you know.
Yes. So it's, I
the
have.
The term itself? Are you yes. talking about the term itself? Okay. Yeah. Not the actual, like. Process of it.
I'm not saying Nikki's gaslighting people.
Well, no, she was yeah. okay. In that moment, she was being gaslit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were maybe talking about the actual term because, like, it's overused or something.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, like, I have hung up the dating apps because they have honestly gotten me absolutely nowhere in the whole dating world. You know, it was honestly, it's great comic relief. Like, I have laughed so incredibly hard at Same. Some of the profiles.
Let's talk about that in a moment. So keep on okay. with what you're saying, but we're going to go back to creating dating profiles in a moment. But
and it's just one of those, it is good to see, like, a broad spectrum of guys out there because, you know, like I said, Coleman's very small. There's not, I haven't came across just a ton of single people around my age or older, you know, so mm-hmm. that is just a good way to see outside of your normal swimming pool, you know, like fishing hole.
Kiddie pool.
Yes. You know, it's like my dad, we have this running joke where he said, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And I said, yes, Dad, but I live in a pond and there's no fish in the pond.
So, that's true.
So
I'm
done with dating apps because, like, they can paint a really pretty picture on a dating app, and then it's not who they are at all.
That's true. So definitely. Nikki is done. She is
done.
Out with the dating
Stick
apps.
Stick a fork in me with those things.
Now, Corey, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so the dating apps itself, just the thought of, just the concept of it, so whoever thought about this, thought about making this app because it's like window shopping.
Mm-hmm.
For potential, like, boyfriend, girlfriends. And that, to me, whenever you really think about it, I'm like, that's bizarre. Like, why are we doing... You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you're just, like, window shopping for people.
But you also... It's like I tell people, there has to be that sort of physical attraction.
Definitely.
You know, so it helps... So... whenever I was on the dating app, you know, obviously there was more lefts.
Could I go on a blind date?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, been there twice. We'll never do it again.
Mm-mm.
You know, there was more lefts than there were rights, but it was one of those, if I swapped right, it was because I found them attractive and then I scrolled through their profile and read their profile
yeah.
and went that way.
So it's all like based on, yes, and also about, because I mean, that's going to be your first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And
it'll be no different than somebody walking down the street and you're like, oh, well, they're cute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's the same concept. You're just seeing it on your phone versus in person.
That's true.
So it's that's how I saw it. It was no different than walking in like an airport.
Mine was a little bit more the other way. But like, okay, so depending on their profile, depends on whichever way I swipe. And honestly, I can't remember which swipe is what way, so I have to just press the button. You know what I mean? Like the heart or the X, because I can never remember. But, yeah, like I have a list of things like that's on their profile that I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
You can filter too, which was very nice.
Yeah. So, but, go ahead.
Let's talk about that a little bit. As you're going through dating profiles, what mm-hmm. were some uh-ohs, nope, automatic things you'd see or phrases? Or what kind of things would set you off and be like, nope, I'm not going to be a match for that person?
Automatically for me was if they had on a baseball cap and sunglasses. Like, I'm like, I can't say anything about you. No. Like,
yes.
How can I tell anything by what you look like with a baseball cap and sunglasses on?
But for me, yes. But also, okay, so like for me, it depends on what kind of hat. It depends on what's on the hat, right? So, and I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody. It's just not my thing, okay? It's just not my thing whenever I see this.
We're just talking real life. Go ahead.
Like a Hurley hat? Mm-mm. You're out of here.
Hurley hats are a no-go for Corey.
Out of here.
I don't like straight bills either.
Just because, yeah. And, yeah. Because you're like, you're But anyways,
You're what, Corey?
I'm just like, you're a skater boy.
Hats and...
Like, you're just too old for that. You know what I mean?
Sunglasses.
Grown up. But,
anything else?
Heavily contrasted filters. Too many references to Roll Tide. Not because of Alabama itself, but I'm just like, I already know the kind of person that you are. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be friends with you, even. You know what I mean?
All right. Understood.
I have a list. let's see. But, okay, so for... Okay, so your question about dating apps, like the app in general. Oh, and bodybuilders, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Too many gym photos. You're out of here, you know? Oh, and so like the app itself, because I was on, all right, y'all have to remember, I didn't start dating until like my mid to late 20s.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, and I got married 2 weeks before I turned 28, and I dated a year before that. So, yeah, I was 27.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot that you were, yeah. Okay, all right.
Speaking of which, shameless plug, Nikki and I have a prior episode where we talked about things, so I can go put that in the description for you to find where we talk about some of that, those past events. But continue, Corey.
So the apps itself, so like, I was on, whenever I first started dating, like after, it took me 3 years after the breakup with my son's dad to even consider it. Mm. And so I'm already like 31 by this time. And so I get on Tinder, didn't know that's has a stigma around it. But it's okay because I was kicked off of it because I didn't like enough people. They were like, we have terminated you.
Is that
from
a thing?
This. Yes.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that they
banned me.
That.
Yeah.
So basically, okay.
I didn't like enough people. So they were like, you got to get
you
off
didn't
this
play
app.
The game.
Right. Okay.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know you could get kicked off.
Yeah, I have the screenshot from it. It's like way deep in my phone. I could find it at some point. But yeah, they were like, you're not allowed to be on here anymore because. You're not liking enough people.
Now, I would, like, whenever I was on Bumble, I would run out of bees a lot. That's what I called them.
I don't know what that means. Well, oh, so, like they're
like
your
people,
bees?
You know, because they were in my beehive. You know, like, if they liked me, they would go to the beehive.
That is so funny.
So I called them bees. And then, like, that's I was constantly running out because, you know, I was just like.
You know why I don't ever get on Bumble? It's because I refuse to message first.
Well, that's the reason I liked it was because I had to send the message first because
I don't like it.
Well,
for
from
me.
After that, they had to message me first. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, if we started talking, I would send the first message on Bumble, obviously, because you know that's how it rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we started talking anytime after that, I would never message them first again.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that
I
was done messaging them after the first initial message.
So you're like weeding out.
Yes.
Unnecessary, uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So that's the reason why I've never gotten on Bumble.
Well,
but
if you notice, the ones that are on Bumble or on Match or on like they just kind of circle.
That's the thing too. They're all on like they're not just on one.
Apps.
They're on multiples.
Yes.
So, I'm on Hinge right now, and apparently I don't know if that has a stigma to it. But the reason why I was I liked it more so than the others, and I never did. Two at a time. It was always one at a time.
Yes,
too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Mine's always one at a time.
To have multiples. I'm like, I have a life. You know what I mean? Like, I have stuff to do. I can't keep up with it. And then, like, these people are like, they're going to forget about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I can't do that. And then, so I'm on that. Oh, what I liked about it was you had to, like, answer prompt questions. So it wasn't just, like, profile pictures or, like, basic questions. Like, it was, like, they're actually pretty good prompt questions, I think. Have you been on it at all?
No, just Match and Bumble and then, you know, the Facebook dating.
Yeah, it's, like, good questions like, what would we do on our first date? And then it just like somewhere I'd like to travel to, like basic stuff like that. But then it had like really silly ones.
Bumble had questions like that.
Do they? Mm-hmm. And apparently, okay. So on, I'm on Facebook dating now, and yes, it has the most traffic. I don't know, like, you know, what to call it.
I guess.
Yeah, let's not use that other word.
Dating but, contestants.
Yeah. So, but also, I don't know if you knew about this whenever you were on them, but there's actually groups that you can join that you can share who you're dating to see if anybody else is dating them.
No.
And, like, people find out that the person they're going on the date with is married. Or they, you know, have, you know, and like a lot of these people too have already done the hard work for you, like background checks and stuff.
Oh, wow. No, yeah. that was not a thing whenever I tried it. And mine was very short-lived.
It's entertaining too, actually, to go through just the feed. And there's actually been people that have come across my suggestions or whatever that I saw their post, like something negative before, or like red flags, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was able to just like avoid that altogether because of that other group.
Now, quick question.
Yeah.
There may be some of an older generation that are like, y'all just meet people in real life. Like, just go talk to someone around your age, give or take, in real life, and should be easy. Lots of people around. Yeah. And to people, what might be a response to that for y'all? Like, just go meet someone.
Okay, so where in Coleman are you going to go meet someone?
Where in Coleman? Okay.
Because I'm not going to go to a bar because that's not how I roll. Like, I'm not going to go to a bar and try to pick up somebody or anything. I love St. John's, but there's not single guys in their 30s at St. John's, you know? So that's, you know, that's a little difficult. So that would be, like, if I wanted to find a churchgoer, that means I'm going to have to leave St. John's. And that makes me real sad to have to leave St. John's, you know?
Yeah, we won't let you.
So
I'm kidnapping you.
He's already said that. Yeah, he's already said I can't leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those, and I have been set up by mutual friends, and that was also dumpster fire. you know, so it's just kind of one of those. You hope to meet somebody like very organically, like maybe, because I have jokingly said now, but after this last ghosting episode, that if I meet someone, I'm physically going to have to run into them in Publix, Walmart, Dollar General, or the bank, because that's the only places I go.
All right, Lord, you know what you got to do.
Because, you know, it's just one of those.
It's in your hands now.
Yes, like, those are my four places I go on a regular basis, and that's it. You know, like, I don't go out on Friday nights or Saturday nights. I sit at home.
And same.
I'm just tired of trying to, like, put myself out there and everything, and then, you know, you get your hopes up, because, you know, they seem, on paper, quote-unquote.
Oh, it's like this. Emotions are like this.
Yes, you know, it's like they seem really good. Honey, I got ghosted by a preacher.
What?
Yes.
Hey, Nikki, I think this is story time. Tell us about it.
Oh, story time. So, okay, a friend of mine, a friend of mine set us up. It was her boyfriend's brother.
Got it?
Yes. So he had been divorced for about 3 years, had three kids, which doesn't bother me that people have kids. I don't have any children. Does not bother me with someone with children. Okay. So we, you know, started talking on a Sunday evening or Sunday like night, basically, because it was.
Y'all had met?
No, we had not met yet.
Like, y'all just exchanged numbers.
He sent me a message on Facebook. He sent me a friend request on Facebook and then sent me a message. And, like, we're talking, like, it was, like, a long message on Facebook. And I was like, wow. Like,
you. That was his first message?
Yes, that was his first message.
Okay.
So we talked that way and everything. And then we had talked Sunday night into Monday morning. And then around lunch on Monday, he had asked me, would you want to go out? You know, since we've been talking, I was like, sure. He's like, well, when are you free? Well, I thought the typical Friday, Saturday, you know, date night and everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I don't have my kids on Monday or Tuesday night. And I was like, okay, perfect. He's like, would it be too quick to go out tonight? I was like, no greater time than the present, because if this ain't going to work, I need to know, like, right now, don't get my hopes up. So so we meet and everything. Had a great time that Monday night, you know. Aww. Like, my face hurt from smiling and laughing so much, you know. Like, there was never awkwardness or anything on the date at all.
Love it.
And then come to find out, like, we actually knew each other from years ago whenever we were both still married, because he came to my house and did some work at my house before.
Oh.
So
that's Coleman for you.
I know, right? Small world. So then we're getting ready to leave Monday night, and he's like, can we do this again? And I was like, sure. He's like, what about tomorrow night? And I said, okay.
Like, picked you up and, like, dropped you off.
Yes.
Well, would love to see you again.
Monday night we did. Like, Monday How night romantic. We met. Like, he came to my work and picked me up, because I didn't want him to know where I live. Because at that point, we didn't know.
Nikki. Yes.
At that point, we didn't know exactly how we knew each other. But we kept saying we both looked familiar.
Yeah.
But we couldn't pinpoint how it was that we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tuesday night, he comes and gets me from my house, since, you know, he knows who I am and I know who
he is.
You
figured it out by now.
Yes,
okay.
We put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Got it.
And, you know, like, we talked on Tuesday. He comes and gets me. We go eat and everything. Had a great time again. Come back to Coleman. We go back to my house and sit and talk. And, you know, he tells me about, you know, things that happened in his marriage. And I tell him things about that happened in my marriage and that whole thing. And we didn't get to talk. Like, we were texting. You know, we still talked every day. But, you know, he got his kids, and I told him, I was like, you know, your kids are important. You know, whenever you're free from them, that's whenever you can talk to me. Like, I don't want to take your time away from your kids. That's how I've always been with anybody with children that I've dated.
Yeah.
So Thursday rolls around, and he had said something. Oh, he needed a charger. So I was
And y'all
like,
are talking every day up until this Thursday. Okay.
Yes. So I had made mention to him. I was like, well, I could bring you one on Friday. And, like, he never really said, you know, yes, no, don't do it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then on Friday, we're texting, and I had sent him a text message asking him what time he was getting off work that day. And I think it was going to be like 6 o'clock. And I said, well, I'll be done at 4:30. I could run this charger up to you and bring you a little prize, because I had went by Dutch's and, you know, plug to Dutch's, great cookies. I went and got some cookies and everything, and I was like, I could bring it to you.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
I never heard back from him. Ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was both with iPhones, so, like, and he had it, you know, whenever he read the text message.
Oh, he had his red receipts on?
Yes.
How?
Yes, he had his red receipts on. So Saturday rolls around, he doesn't read it. Sunday rolls around, he doesn't read it. Monday.
Oh, he hasn't read it?
No, he hasn't read it still.
Hmm.
But I know that, like, whenever we were together, like, I saw that, like, he doesn't, like, his text messages pop up where you could read it right there, you know? But,
oh, so he already saw it.
But not the whole thing, you know? Because, like, it only shows so much in that little bubble. So then, Sunday afternoon, I send him another text message telling him that, you know, because he had something going on Monday. I told him that I was praying for him and hope that it went well, and be careful going, because he had to go to Tennessee. I was like, be careful going to Tennessee. So Monday rolls around, doesn't respond. Tuesday night, he finally reads the text message at like 7:45 and never responded.
Mm.
So I got ghosted by a preacher, y'all.
You didn't respond, did you?
Huh.
Good.
No, like, and I never heard back. Like, I never heard from him ever again, and I never sent him a message again.
Nikki, on behalf of preachers, I am deeply disappointed and sorry that this person, that's a shame. And you want to deal honestly and walk honestly, and ghosting does not do that. So anyways, from that, I guess, again, giving preachers a bad name, I'm kind of bitter about that. Be better, do better.
That's right.
But anyways, Corey, do you have any stories you care to share, or we could just keep on with the questions?
I can Yeah, I mean, I have stories. I can tell y'all. Okay, so how many, did you have more good dates or more bad dates, you would say?
Like first dates?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. First dates.
So in all honesty, like the ones that I have gone out with ended up like turning into a relationship. So
literally has never been my experience.
my first bad dates were my two blind dates that I went on. Like okay. those were my two bad dates.
So I had a handful of good dates and it was nice. It was just like mm-hmm. nice to go out, be like, have your dinner paid for, like having conversations. Sometimes it wasn't great conversations, but the worst one is, okay, so it is Corey something that happened to me.
Collecting herself to tell the story.
Yes. Okay, so, because there's no, like, buildup to it other than, like, I'm driving. I met with this guy on Hinge, right? I remember it was the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm driving to, Huntsville. And I'm like, my eye is really itchy.
Oh, gosh. You got pink eye?
And I was developing pink eye on the way to the first date.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought an eyelash or something. Yeah, I know. And, like, as we're, like, going through the date, like, I'm, like, rubbing my eye. Like, all my makeup is off. And, like, this guy is, like, still, like, you know, seems to be into me and stuff.
With one mascara to eye and one not mascara.
I know. And then I was, and then, like, through the night, I was telling him, I was, like, this is not good. Like, I hope it's not this. And he was, like, you know, it's not that bad. Like, I look like Quasimodo. Like, this is bad. Yes. This is the first time I've ever met you, you know?
And you have pink eye.
I know. I straight up had pink eye on my first date with this guy, but also my first date getting back into this. Mm. You know what I mean? Started out with a bang, right?
Understood. It didn't and help then, you build confidence.
No. And then I'm like, is this what it's going to be like? And then he was, but he goes to me. After that,
it was the pink eye.
I mean, probably, but
no, Nikki,
probably not.
It's the poor character.
Yes, it's definitely the poor character.
And like he,
you are victim blaming. I'm just kidding.
And he was like, I'm gonna be so mad if I get pink eye. And like now I'm kind of like. I hope that he did.
I hope you did get pink eye.
Because
Later.
He was like,
Corey's like, I hope you did get pink eye.
He was like, because I have contacts. And now I'm just like...
Well, I hope you got a set of glasses, loser.
I hoped they scratched your eye.
I just... Ghosting, I don't understand it.
So
it's
now
just...
I've ghosted, too.
Corey.
Oh, Corey.
I know.
So Corey, now we're on...
But look at me like that.
We're on the other side. So, okay. So now you're saying you have
Why?
Ghosted. Why? What is...
Well, just overwhelming... Like, like stuff coming through that I might forget about somebody over here that I was having a conversation with. So it wasn't like I was like, I am going to leave them wondering. And
you weren't trying to devastate people.
Right. I'm not like I am trying to mess with your self-confidence.
Ruin your life.
Yes. Because anybody's life without me in it is already in shambles. No, I'm just kidding. But, that is a joke.
So, Corey, what you're saying is maybe just busy, have different things going
busy,
on at once.
But also, like, I can only say that I'm not interested enough for me just to have to leave.
So the you let them know, though? Like, you let them know it
yeah.
was?
Okay,
I wouldn't call that
okay,
ghosting.
That's not ghosting.
That's not
honey.
Ghosting.
Okay, ghosting is them, like, I like you, we're, like, doing this thing. And, blah, blah, blah.
Ghosting,
and it's like... Never talk to him again?
Ghosting is okay. Not answering a question that you ask someone and, like, you know, like, having a good time. You know, both of you saying what a good time you both had, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it's just, you're just gone. Like, if you...
Well, I've had that too.
If you have...
I may have done that, but I don't know for sure. I mean, it's hard to...
Go back and think.
It's hard to go back. I try not to.
But yeah, it's not good to live in the past.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there, yeah, I mean, I've done it.
But you know, if you've told them multiple times that like this isn't gonna work, mm-hmm. and they still can't grasp that, mm-hmm.
and then... this same person, this particular person that I'm like that I brought up, it was like I told him I wasn't interested. I thought this is what I wanted to do, and like it just felt really pushy about it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I respect that. Like, I respect what you're saying, and like what you want. And like stuff like that, and then he was like, "But I'm willing to try if you are."
Oh gosh!
And I'm like, "Well, then you don't respect anything that I just said." You know what I mean? Yeah. And so like I can only like make it clear so many times in many different ways, to the point where I was even like, "How many different ways do I need to tell you
that I am not
interested?"
He wasn't accepting.
There is nothing here.
Yeah.
And then it was like, and then he was just shocked. And I'm like, you are
less
delusional.
Some people live on the island of delusion. And
Delulu is the Salulu.
Delulu is the Salulu. Yes. Some people are delusional. I do understand.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to continue with that? Or
no. I mean, I was just trying to think of other stories. Like, there was this one guy. It was almost too good, mm-hmm. where I was like, I don't want to see you again. You know what I mean?
It was so good.
Yeah.
You're like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. I'm in trouble.
Well, just because he was like here like for work and stuff. And in hindsight, I see now. Okay, because after dates and stuff like that, like over the next couple of days, do you like replay stuff and you're just like, I didn't catch that until after I thought about it. I do that a lot.
No.
I probably shouldn't. Well, actually, I'm kind of glad I do because I catch things that I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking like, oh, he's traveling for work, so he probably has a girlfriend. You know?
Yeah.
But that's not something he would be honest
right.
about up front to me.
Right.
You know? So I thought about that later. I'm like, I bet he does. And which is really sad. And don't do that. You know?
Yeah.
But, anyways, he was like my type 110%. Mm. And I'm like, he's like just, he was my type. He was beautiful. He was so funny. We had so much fun together. And I'm like, you need to get out of the state because I'm going to fall in love with you and you're going to break my heart. Mm. You need to leave now.
And due to his job, he obliged.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
So did you find out if he had a girlfriend or not?
No, I quit talking to him. I deleted him, everything, blocked him, because I'm like, I do not need to have anything to do with this man.
Hmm.
I know. Is that, like, self-sabotage in a way?
I don't know. Because, okay, so let's like, say there's someone else that comes into your life that fits all those descriptions.
Yeah.
Are you automatically going to be like, well, and well he I'm was not going to go
state.
For that.
Well, I mean, like, he was out of state, so it's like, even but, if I wanted it to
if
work.
But he was... Okay. In state.
Oh, in state? Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's not self-sabotage because okay. you're saying you're if something was yourself. More, okay. if something's more realistic, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you'll go mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah.
If it's something's long distance, no.
No.
Okay.
No. And yeah, but that was like, it was just like, oh, darn, you know? Hmm. But hope he's doing well.
So speaking.
If you're out there listening, I love you. Just kidding.
But are you? Totally not interested. But unless you are, then we can. Then let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, just call me and we'll talk about it.
Wait, I gotta unblock your number first.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So speaking of that, mm-hmm. just you said darn, and sometimes there's a hint of
just kind
of
like man.
Yeah. And okay, I've heard. Not going to do blind dates, and we're going to put the dating apps away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there can be, I know, I hear, like, discouragement in the dating area, especially after the beginning of the episode, we described the dating pool so mm-hmm. favorably. Mm-hmm. Now, what would y'all say to others in your situation that are, this gets into maybe a faith element, theological, Bible, wherever you want to go with this, mm-hmm. they're discouraged. That they're like, well, am I worth loving? Am I lovable?
Oh, that's so sad.
Am I worth being in a relationship with. They start to get those self-doubt kind of feelings. Mm-hmm. So with y'all, what might you say to people who are, maybe they've just had a bad dating experience or whatever. What might y'all say to people in that kind of headspace? Does that make sense?
I mean, I still go through that, you know, and I've been divorced for 7 years now. Yeah, 7 years. Because, you know, you date guys and you think, oh, this is going to work out. You know, this is great. And then their walls come down and you realize you're not who you were whenever we first started dating. You know, like literally Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know? So it's one of those, I feel like, now this is just me personally, not that I've experienced this, but I feel like whenever the right person comes along, like, you will know, but it's also having to put yourself out there to find that right person. But there's also one thing that I've had to, like, tell myself, and it's one of those, I know people are trying to be so incredibly sweet whenever they say this, but sometimes this doesn't need to get said. Well, you'll find somebody.
Okay.
You know, like, because it's one of those, Jesus didn't have anybody. Peter didn't have anybody.
Yeah, I was like, you can't.
You know.
You can't promise that. You don't know that.
Don't tell me. Like, that. Maybe that's not what God has for me. Maybe God does want me to be single for the rest of my life. And that's, I mean, that's something that I have to be okay with. Mm-hmm. You know, so don't get my hopes up and say, well, you'll find somebody.
Like, maybe not.
What if I don't? You know, like, what if I sit here and I try, you know, for a decade to find someone?
Mm-hmm. Can I psychoanalyze that statement
a little
bit?
Absolutely.
People say that. One, they often mean well.
They do.
But partly it's to almost relieve themselves of the responsibility of walking with you through life.
Yeah.
So, oh, you'll find somebody. It's a way of, like, kind of glib, kind of throwaway comment a little bit, even if people mean well. And you're like, well, what if I don't? And you want people to walk with you and be with you and to develop relationships with you. And it's like almost a way of, I'm not using the right term, but it's almost a way of not dealing with that. So, oh, you'll find somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as you were saying it. Because I'm like, people are probably just, like, if you're in that kind of predicament and you say something about it, they're probably really uncomfortable. Because they're like,
trying
I don't
say something.
Yeah. Or they're just like, you know, what do you say? Well, first of all, that's not probably the right thing to do, right? We just be a friend and we just be there. Yeah. You know, if that's something that's really, like, important to you or that you're going through. But going off what you said, actually, because what I even wrote in my notes was using this time in dating as an opportunity to grow closer to God. Mm-hmm. Because then as you do, because I've even gotten to the point, I think, Nate, I even said something to you one time because I was just like, I just miss being with God. Because it was like I was putting so much time and focus into, like, messaging back or, like, you know, like, feeling like I need to get caught up somehow, to where it was, like, cutting into, like, different times where I would be praying, or it would just, like, I don't want to say consumed, because I wasn't, like, consumed by it, but I wasn't putting God first.
Distracted.
And I just got to the point where I was just like, I miss God. Like, I miss spending time with Him. I miss you, Jesus. Like, I want to get back to that. And so I had to, like, take a break from it and then build that back up. And going into it, I'm not as invested, you know? And then it's also, like, using that as an opportunity to grow closer with God and asking Him, or, like, staying in prayer with Him about all of these decisions to make, like, about somebody, or, like, to pray over it, or, you know, that kind of thing. And I also ran across this. It was like a reel or a video of John Bevere. Do y'all know who that is?
No.
You know who John Bevere is?
That name sounds super familiar.
So he wrote, he's an author. I don't know if he was a pastor. I know he's a speaker, or he's, like, spoke at different like big conferences and stuff. And he wrote the book, The Awe of God. So he's talking about like a healthy fear of God and how to walk in that and what it means, what it doesn't mean. But the one thing that stands out to me every time that I hear him talk or just like even in interviews is about how much he loves his wife. Mm-hmm. And like in a very respectful way, mm-hmm. you know, like he looks up to her and, you know, thinks that she is just the best thing. And it's just kind of like, wow, like you don't really see a lot of that nowadays. And I remember I came across this video and him and his wife, Lisa Bevere, they do this podcast together. And it was just a question. It was like, what would you like not be so worried about in your 20s that you know now type of question? And he was like, I wouldn't be so worried as to who my wife was. And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm like, oh, well, you know, that's like a big relief. Like, that's a good way to think about it. But then also it's like, but you can say that.
You can say that.
Because you found her. You know what I mean? Because you're married and yeah. So it's like, I kind of go back and forth with that and like thinking that way of like, maybe I shouldn't be so worried.
Yeah.
You know, and like growing closer with God. But then also like if he's like, you know, I don't know. It's just like staying in prayer. We're still talking about advice, right? Like for others.
Broadly, but.
But like also just don't be naive.
Yeah.
You know, like use past experiences.
Mm-hmm. If you see little red flags, those little red flags are always going to be there.
Yeah, like have we not learned our lesson? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So it's like, just don't be naive. Use the previous experience as wisdom. And I mean, I've even been in situations where I really wanted to pursue it. But I'm like, this looks a lot like things that I've had in the past that went downhill mm-hmm. really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I actually really like this guy. And I had to just quit talking to him. And because I was like, this is starting to feel familiar, like patterns or, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that, where I'm like
eh. I had even talked to a guy. I met him on Match and he had moved here from Reno. Mm. And it was one of those. He didn't have it listed like his religion preference or anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he told me that, you know, he wasn't a non-believer, you know, but he just didn't know, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, and the more I got to thinking about that, I was just like, I can't do this. So I had to end things.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want my future spouse to be someone that I'm going to have to, you know, like, be the one who is leading us, because mm-hmm. that's what I look for, is like, I want someone who is not only actively involved in church, mm-hmm. but one who actually has a solid foundation with God and has a relationship with him mm-hmm. and can help me grow closer to God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just one of those, the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, he's not that person. Like,
yeah, it's just not worth it.
No. And it's
like, just not worth finding it out over and over and over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. So that's what, you know, mm-hmm. talked about it a little bit earlier, like what you're looking for, you know, like that's one of those deal breakers, you know. It's just like, I thought I might could, you know, yeah. But like at that point, we hadn't discussed it or anything like that. So I was just like, well, maybe it's there, but and then like one day it just came out and I was like, oh
yeah.
Yeah. This is just not going to work.
So. Yeah. And now on Hinge, there's a option to where it says like Christian, atheist, or whatever.
Yes. Well, and Match does too, does but it? His wasn't listed. Okay, like yeah. you can not have that to show.
I mean, they can also say that they're Christian and they,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean? So right. It's like, I'm not saying that means right. anything, but right. that's like, you know, an automatic, like, it's just because there's just like, what I mean, it's just pointless, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like yeah, it's just pointless.
I'll take a moment to talk to pastors and church leaders out there. This is why, as church leaders, we have to be really careful to not make single people in our churches feel less than for being single. Mm. That sometimes the church is so family-oriented, and parts of that are good, that it tells our singles that you are less of a Christian. You are less of a person if you're not with someone. And that's completely not true. So y'all brought it up. You have Peter, Paul, Jesus. I mean, Jesus, that mm-hmm. should be example enough. You have famous passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 7, talking about the single life a little bit there. So just pastors, make sure when you're crafting sermons. So for one example in seminary, I was told when giving sermons, when you preach sermons, you look for analogies and stories. I was told to always be mindful. Don't always choose stories from marriage when mm-hmm. you're trying to illustrate a point. Mm-hmm. So that was just one practical thing. Just vary your illustrations and your stories and make sure that you, treat the single people at your church with the honor and respect that they deserve. And obviously singleness is a gift from God and you can do incredible things through for the glory of God. And so we want to make sure to emphasize that. So I guess to close out the episode, just something a little bit more lighthearted, mm-hmm. maybe it's lighthearted, I don't know. But when it comes to things that you're looking for, there may be the broad ones like a practicing Christian. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's also the, you hope they're not, physically abusive, right? So some things that you look for, you don't want your partner to be. But outside of the big, obvious attributes, mm-hmm. what are some things that may be unique to you that's like, hey, in a future partner, you might look for?
Okay, so this is more emotional.
That's fine.
Like, just the security, the safety.
Secure and safe, yeah.
In the sense that, like, if there's an argument, I'm not walking on eggshells afraid that you're going to leave if I bring something up. Because that's been something of mine. So, like, just, like, security.
Communication.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, I guess communication can, like, cover most of that, but yeah, I mean, just because I've had that in previous relationships where it's like, do I even bring this up? Because if I do, are they gonna leave? And it's just nice just to know, like, I can bring this to somebody, mm-hmm. just be like, can we talk about that? But knowing that at the end of it, it's still gonna be okay.
So I hear patience and a good listener.
Yeah,
you don't be scared to have conversations.
Yeah, I was just trying to look at my list, and I'm like, I don't even know if I should even say that I have a list.
Well, it's funny. He brings this question up, and I'm sitting here going, I don't have a clue.
Can I tell you?
Like, I really don't. I mean,
is there something physical that's like a make or break for you? Because I have one, and it's weird.
It's weird.
Should I say it after?
Go for it. We're here already, Corey. So.
Oh, gosh, no, because I don't want everybody to be like, that's weird.
Now, is it like six toes or something? Like, what are...
Now, mine is
nailed
a height.
It. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, how did I know? All right, so Nikki's is a height.
Have to have six toes.
So...
Good luck. No wonder you're still single, right?
There's more than you think.
Corey's like, that date went really well. Take off your shoes.
I need feet pics. I will pay you $5.
Let's count them. It's time to count the piggies.
Wait, what do I do with this extra piggy? What does he do? What did he do? The song did nothing about six piggies.
I just said something so stupid.
All right, so let's give Corey a moment to compose herself. Nikki, all right, what's your height?
Mine is height. Because, I am taller for a girl.
How tall are you?
About 5'9".
Okay.
And I have dated guys that I have worn, like, not really heels, but, like, something with, like, an inch height or so. And, like, whenever we, whenever I'm taller than you, that's a deal breaker for me.
But 6'5", you'd be like in the clear.
Oh, absolutely. Like 6'5" would be a solid.
I feel like a lot of women would not turn down 6'5", but anyways. So you're saying height.
Yes.
Right, like height matters.
My make or break.
Okay. Corey has composed
not
herself.
Six toes.
Barely. They have to have nice hands.
Nice. That is hilarious.
Nice I know.
Hands. Huh? So define nice hands.
I mean, like, just, you know, just, but it's only nice hands to me. You know what I mean? Because, no, like,
I don't. Nikki's like, I
we'll
don't
talk
know
about
what that
it
means.
Later. But yeah, that's like a make or break for me.
Like, calloused hands? Like, are you talking blue collar work hands? Or are you talking like computer work hands?
Both. Both can be good. It just depends. I would have, y'all would have to have pictures in front of me, and I'd be like, not good. Those are good.
See, that's I pick good. At my fingers all the time, so that would be a no.
No.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
Your hands don't meet her satisfaction.
Well, I guess so, and I don't have six toes.
That's true.
So, I, you know.
You're out.
Well, there we go. Okay.
Good thing you got Bailey.
Corey, Bailey loves me. I'm very thankful. Corey, it's all about the hands, and Nikki is height. So just things that we have, things we think about.
Yeah.
And non-smokers. Like physical. Like, I can't.
Non-smokers.
Yeah, oh yeah, no. That's just a given.
That's disgusting and expensive.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, there's not a but. I don't know why I said that. But we still love them.
Yes. Yes.
Corey, if you smoke, Corey wants to let you know we'll still love you.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes. Don't make them feel bad. I used to smoke.
Both my parents smoked, and, like, I'm allergic to it, so that's the other reason.
I was a cigarette smoker until Griffin was born. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I can't say anyway. That was.
Any other characteristics that come to mind? I want to end the show on a bit of a more lighthearted note.
Yeah.
Anything else comes to mind?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck out there. Godspeed.
Yes. Just take your time. Don't rush it. That's the major thing.
Take your time. Don't rush.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not everything.
Have fun. Although, you know, like in the grand scheme of things, just have fun.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So don't take it so serious. You know, like, get to know the person. Don't dive in head over heels right off the bat. Just take your time.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
A good 6 to 9 months.
Good 6 to 9 months for what?
To really, like, get to know, like, that's when the walls will start coming down and you'll see.
At first I was like, between dates? Like, yes, how slow are we going? Yes.
That's going my slow. Kind of pace.
We're going that slow. Our first initial date, and then 6 months later, and then 9 months later, we'll have 3 dates.
We'll have three dates. All right, Corey and Nikki, thank you for hopping onto the podcast with me. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, it's been so much fun. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, friends, we'll keep the episodes coming. We release about one episode per week here at the Dangerous Faith Podcast. Check us out, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I guess it's called X. I prefer Twitter. But anyways, I'll talk with you later.